And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I got to tell you, if you've been listening during the commercials or during the break, you heard the commercials, and just know this, those commercials that run, those are part of what keeps Right Side Radio on the air. So if you listen to this show and you're like, man, they got it going on, it's talking about fake meat and Democrats and progressive values and liberals and yada yada. If you think that being a Right Side ruffian is the kind of thing you want to identify with, and you'd like to advertise your show on this show or your business on this show, we'd love to talk to you. So yeah, just go to our website. Here's the deal. We're not owned by the radio stations that we play on. We are a separate business. We send our show to them. And the way we do that is we sell advertising in part. If you would like to advertise, you don't call the station, you contact us. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org. You click on the advertising tab, send us a message. We will get back in touch with you immediately. I believe we just signed up another one yesterday, as a matter of fact.
So, we did.
Indeed. Looking forward to getting them on the air. All right, plenty of doings there. You want to advertise at Right Side Radio? Lots of stuff on our website, one of which is how to advertise, rightsideradio.org. Last piece I got for home fries. I mean, I got several other things, but they've kind of been talked through. But the last one I want to make you all aware of. So you may remember in the last census, first of all, Alabama grew more than anybody had realized. We now have, I want to say, is it 5.1 million people, I believe? Either way, that was growth. We have 7 congressional seats. There was fear we might lose one. Some said we could even lose 2. What are we going to do? We didn't lose any. We grew as a state. Okay. We grew as a state, but certain cities shrunk. I mean, it's migration of people, but what happens is people look for places where they can thrive. The city of Birmingham shrunk. I mean, the Magic City had been the largest city in the state of Alabama for, you know, in my memory. That's why if you look at the, never disregard that, but the bottom line is Birmingham had been the biggest. Birmingham barely hung on to number 2. By literally, I think, only 112 people, they were barely above Montgomery. So if that's the case, well, then what happens if somebody else suddenly gets bigger, like Mobile? Story here on Fox News came out last month. Just a reminder to y'all, the Mobile City Council voted unanimously earlier in May to let 25,000 people in West Mobile County vote on whether they want their neighborhoods to be annexed into the city. If that happens, Mobile would overnight become the second largest city in the state.
Well, there you go.
There you look on your face.
Wow.
I mean, just like overnight, like, hey, we're in fourth place, but we're going to add 25,000 people and we'll be bigger than the rest of y'all. So yeah, they're already a part of what's known as the Big Five, but yeah, that'd be interesting. Huntsville's number 1 now. Birmingham is still barely number 2. Montgomery number 3. Mobile number 4. Unless the annexation vote, which is being scheduled. So right now, Mobile's current population is over 180,000. Montgomery is right at 200. Yeah, oh, they're showing Montgomery and Birmingham being 100 apart.
Man.
200,600 to Montgomery, 200,700 to Birmingham. Huntsville will remain the biggest at 215. We'll see what happens, man. But right now, the city council says there's a vote coming, and we'll see where it goes. All right, that's home fries. Let's take a look at what happened with the text messages. Boom, my gosh. Good Lord. I don't even know where to start. I can scroll on down. Wendy from Moulton texted in with regards to the issue of casinos. Says, casinos ruined the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Used to be quiet, family-friendly place to go, but not anymore. Okay, there's that. John from Brownsboro says, I agree the bad actors need to be written into the gaming law. He says, I think he means they should not. The law should allow anyone to apply for and get a license to operate in the state. However, those that have thwarted our laws are excluded from this opportunity until they have paid their dues or taxes, whatever penalties they've been dodging. their application should be denied. Add an extra penalty for anyone operating illegally. Okay. John from Brownsboro. There you are. Jump in if you want to.
Yeah. You got Brian. Brian from Huntsville.
Is that Brian S. from Huntsville?
Brian S. from Huntsville. We got too many Brians now.
You can never have too many Brians.
That's right. That's right. Space Command is interesting on how the first objection to it being in Huntsville was to claim that Trump was being political in his decision.
Yeah.
Now Biden is trying to be political and preventing it from being in Huntsville.
That's a great point. That's an excellent point. So yeah, the whole fuss was this is a political assignment, and now it's a political reassignment potentially.
Right.
Great point, Brian S. from Huntsville. Dwight from Decatur. Biden wants to remove the rockets from the states opposing abortion. I guess that's a play on the whole rocket, save the rocket, and then yeah, okay. It's a rocket city, though. You can't change that.
Yeah, you can't change that. No.
What else we got?
George from Huntsville.
Yeah.
Take it down and put it at the Space and Rocket Center, just like the Saturn V.
Saturn V. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, right now, the Space and Rocket Center, it's technically theirs. They just don't want it.
Yeah, they're the ones that are like, hey,
it's all right. I would take it down. We'll see if somebody else wants it. Make a grill out of it.
Put it in someone's backyard.
Fire pit. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I wish they would. I mean, to me, it's a piece of history. I mean, there's only, what, two or three of those Saturn 1Bs in existence now, and this is one of them. Alex from Elkmont. So I have an idea. They decide to tear down the rocket. Let's cut it into pieces, sell them as souvenirs, and use the proceeds to put more SROs in schools in North Alabama or donate to veterans that worked on the Apollo project. Okay. Right. You know, I'll be honest with you. If they take it down, then yes, I believe there should be some kind of a souvenir option. Don't scrap it. Don't melt it. None of that. But we'll wait and see. Rayson from Hawaii, the environmental whack nuts of all the lab meat. I want my good old grown in the USA meat. I'm with you, Rayson. Absolutely, man. Roughly Ann from Huntsville. She sent me. When I was coughing and choking a while ago, she sent me a message that says, "You okay, Phil? Just take a minute." I'm good now, Rufflian. Appreciate you. A name, Thomas from Athens, with regards to fake meat, says, call it Flim Flam Lamb. Flim Flam Lamb. Okay. Scott from Huntsville says, quick question. Is the redistricting going to cause us to lose seats in the House? It will not. It just says you have seven congressional. We're allotted seven members of the House. The question is, what are the district lines for those seven? So it's going to have to redraw seven new lines. You got a caller on line one? Hang on a second. Do I have a caller on line one? Let me take it. I'll take line one. Is that Michelle or Michael from Huntsville? I can't tell which. How are you doing?
Michelle. It's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
Very well, and yourself?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd just like to point out that it's sort of hypocritical to call out Biden about this space thing and not on the same, you know, at the same time call out Tuberville, because he is doing the exact same thing with military promotions. Exactly.
How do you say he's doing the exact same thing?
Well, he's holding up military promotions for political reasons.
Actually, no, he's not. What he's saying is the power to do what the Department of Defense is trying to do by having abortions on federal properties or using federal dollars to transport people to other states for abortions is actually a violation of existing law. What he's saying is, hey, DOD, you can't do that by law. The only people that can do it are the legislature. And if you're not going to enforce the law, then I won't let you have an easy confirmation process for your people. Which, by the way, is also a Senate duty. So all he's doing is saying, I'm going to do my job. You do your job. Don't try and do my job for me. That's what he's doing.
And also, it's political. You cannot say it's not.
I didn't say it wasn't political, but what I'm saying is the DOD is breaking the law. This is not about a basing decision. This is about trying to make sure they understand their place in life. Their job is not to make new law. Their job is to go ahead and enforce or to act on existing law, period.
Well, then it's DOJ's place to straighten that out, not the Senate.
No, it's not. Right. The legislature has the power of the purse. What he's saying is there are things that are our job to do, and one of them is to pass the laws or to confirm generals or to, you know, make budgets. And if you want to get into our space, just understand we have ways of saying get out of our space, and that's what he's doing.
Okay, I get that, but also, sidebar, you do know that Turbeville did not know the three branches of government when he was sworn in, right?
Apparently you don't like Turbeville.
I don't like somebody that says things so much and really needs to understand. I think it should be a requirement for everyone before they run for office to pass a civics exam. I mean, let's face it, none of them know.
I would agree with that. Wouldn't you also think then, too, that the person who's going to be a Supreme Court justice ought to know the difference between a man and a woman?
I think they do.
Well, she couldn't say it. I mean,
I don't like the transgender conversation.
You said what? I'm sorry? I lost her.
Excuse me.
Did we lose her? All right. Thanks for calling in, Michelle. We appreciate you. I got to go line two before I run out of time. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing okay. But that the Saturn 1B rocket, one thing is it might not be price prohibitive to bring that thing back to the rocket center, because first they'd have to fix the thing up. If they tried to haul it away right now, it would crumble.
Okay.
And then if you fix it up and then it crumbles, that's an interesting situation. And also remember the last few years, they're coming back, but through COVID and that type of thing, they went through one or two directors, and they were not getting the revenue that they had before.
Well,
during that time.
Yeah, I think in this case, too, we've got a solve for them on some of this, because the state legislature just passed a bill that we can pitch in several million dollars in doing this. And I feel like, I really believe that if there's an option available, that the public will start chipping in, too. Given an option to do this with an organization, I think they ought to set up a commission and probably make it a public-private partnership. And say, guess what? We're going to have this commission that's going to take on the stewardship of that rocket, and we're going to raise money like a 501c3. And I guarantee you, people will chip in.
I would, and I just don't want them taking it down and trying to bring it back over there, and then it breaking apart on the way. I like it where it is.
I agree with that, man. Hey, Brian, have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate you.
Have a good one, sir.
All right, man. Let's take a break. Boom. We'll take the last break of the day, last break of the week. We'll come right back. Put a lid on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer's laughing at me. I forgot to turn my mic on like three times today. And then I had my choking fit at some point.
Yeah.
We need to put a lid on this day, bro.
It's just Friday. It's just a Friday.
That's a Monday behavior on a Friday afternoon. Yeah. What is going on? All right, so I tell you what, I got to stop and just tell you, my friends at ZLA Solution, when I say that, I mean that sincerely, because we know them personally, and they do an amazing job. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com, that's their website. You ought to check them out, because first of all, if you're looking for a job, they got great jobs posted all over North Alabama and with good name employers. And you can find them at ZLAUSA.com. However, if you are also an employer and you need people, you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce. Man, that is what they do. They are good at what they do, and they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. And they can get you what I say every time is blue collar, white collar, or no collar. It don't matter. Just go check them out. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. go so good at what they do. And if, by the way, if you talk to them, do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I get a kick out of when I see them. They go, man, we have more of your people call. All right, so text messages taking us to the top of the hour. What's with you and JT from Lacey Springs? So JT says, this is crazy. So JT says, hey, Boomer, this is for you. If the Rocket goes away, then something Bama's known for would be need to be its replacement. I suggest a statue of Saban surrounded by championship trophies. And you like the idea.
Of course I like the idea. Just because it would look a little gaudy, I would still like it.
It's a pagan idol.
That's what you were saying off air. You're
straight out of the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar. Is it Nebuchadnezzar that built himself? Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar commands everyone to bow down to his statue.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Hey, it would be...
Pagans.
Just because we have a lot of those trophies to surround Saban.
Pagans. I will not have it. What do we got else here? John from Brownsboro says, if the Space and Rocket Center is responsible for the Saturn 1B, is it a state or a federal monument? So that's the rub, man. So, John, I think that's one of the legal questions that the AG has to give an opinion on. But the fact is, the law doesn't specify that it's on loan from the federal government. The law specifies that it has to have been a monument established on state property for at least 40 years. It's actually also been maintained. It was on permanent loan to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, which is a part of, I believe, the state park system. So I think all said and done, the argument is pretty strong that it would qualify under the Monuments Preservation Act. But you are correct, sir. Since it was originally federal property, is there anything that the AG would carve out as an exception in their opinion? And I don't know if they're working on it, disregarding it, or what, but somebody needs to make a decision sometime soon. What else we got in Yah? I got Mike from Montgomery. How about that? Mike from Montgomery. Can I pay for fake meat with fake money? Well, I say why not? You know?
Well, I mean...
That's good thinking right there.
I guess that is good meaning. But just go on and do the fake money. Well, why do we have to pay for it at all?
Monopoly money for some fake meat. Give me some of that Petri dish chicken. Wonderful. Rex from Huntsville says at least a Saban statue would be short. Oh, that was awful.
Ow.
Man.
No, we just make it a lot bigger.
Rex just diving in. Just man.
And then Jimmy R. from Moulton, he just said, War Eagle, Boomer. I'm like, thanks.
Jimmy from Moulton is my new favorite texter.
That's your favorite text of the day.
Tony from Piedmont says, in reference to the smoked sturgeon, my text prior to that was, they want us to eat bugs and they'll eat fish eggs. Figure you get that. No, man, that's right. They're dishing up caviar and making us eat bugs. I'm just saying. This thing is so wacky. Jamie from Hartzell. Says, I'm heading down to visit the grandchildren's weekend. I'm listening to 8:50 a.m. sitting in the Mississippi Welcome Center on I-59 outside of Meridian. Wow. So we have more range than we even thought we did. I mean, he's all the way down yonder just outside of Meridian, Mississippi. I told y'all we've got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for a good measure. New texter here. Let's see. This is Britt from Madison. Britt from Madison says, on the Rocket. I say we get local corporate support from ULA, Boeing, Lockheed Martin to erect a Delta 4 or Atlas 5 rocket, which was actually built in Decatur by Alabama residents. Delta 4 Heavy was launched this week. Now, that's a rocket. That sounds like a man who's in the rocket building business, proud of what he does. Thank you, Britt. Appreciate you, and thanks for being in the texting system. We've got you in the system now, so you are a permanent part of the infrastructure of Right Side Radio. Thomas from Athens. New names for lab-grown meat. Try beefless, or dork pork, or fowl fowl, or sheep dip, or flam lamb. And then Michelle from Mohatchie just went ahead and said, roll tide, Phil. All right. John from Huntsville, by the way, says, awesome job today. I got extra points for being on Dale Jackson earlier, and an extra points for having that little choking episode. In the meantime, Boomer, just so you know, standard A+. You guys have an amazing weekend. We love you. We'll see you back here Monday at 2. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.